Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 78 of Bardic Quest. Johan begins to settle into the harsh realities of imprisonment, whilst Thoric, Saga, and Sergei continue to work towards freeing him. As they plot their next move, they consider the possibility of seeking some outside help. So without further ado, let's get into this week's episode of Bardic Quest. So you were sat enjoying your new prison cell when you heard the door to the cellar, the basement, the prison itself, the jail, open, and footsteps come down the stairs slowly, but an additional sound of like a stick or a cane just hitting the floor with every step before one Iano Albrecht comes into view, wielding a staff made of glass. He looks at you with a grin on his face. And he says, "Comfortable, my friend?"
"It was you all along."
I'm sorry?
"Since we got here, it was you, wasn't it?"
Forgive me. And you get the impression he's really enjoying this moment. He says, "Forgive me, but I think you might need to explain exactly what it is you are referring to."
"When the Red Brand's days were numbered, you decided you'd rather hide than face us. So you changed your face and hid among these vultures and took over the town yourself."
"My face has not changed, let me assure you, but your deductions are better than I thought, young man. Yes, as it turns out, when I said that I am the law in this town, I really was not exaggerating. In fact, here, right now, I am answerable to no one. And so when I have designs for this town, I will see them through to completion. And you and your band of miscreants will not get in my way."
"Are you quite sure of that?"
"Well, from where I am stood, young man, you are behind bars and I am here quite comfortably. And this might be a little on the nose, perhaps, but as you can see, as far as the current situation goes, I am in control."
"Enjoy your comfort while you can, wizard. You won't be the first one I've killed, and certainly not the first of your particular ilk. And be assured, my hands will flow red with the same blood."
"Yes, but there is a small problem. I don't know if you've noticed, but you seem to be imprisoned, and should things not go well for you, which currently they are not, you may be facing the death penalty for harboring an outlaw. So Your threats of bloodshed and murder and assassination are a little misplaced.
Johan relaxes his hands through the bars and just looks him in the eye and goes, "Be sure, Glassstaff, your sins will find you." And he just readies a gob for the right moment.
Ulbrich grabs a small stool and he just sits and watches you for a moment. And he puts his hand in a pocket in his robes and pulls out a rat, which he just places on the floor and it scurries around. And he says, "My friend here will be keeping you company for the entirety of your stay. I hope you are comfortable. I suspect you might be in here for some time. But I need a little bit of information from you, if I may." And he says, "Gundren Rockseeker. Is he a friend of yours now?"
Johan takes a deep breath and spits on Glassstaff. Doesn't say anything. One of those wet ones that runs down.
He wipes his face and he says, "Really, if that is all you have, then I feel as though you're going to feel rather empty after all of this, because, well, I mean, that didn't exactly hurt, my boy." So, Gundren Rockseeker, as I was saying, is he a friend of yours?
Johan turns around and sits down against, with his back against the wall, and just smiles.
"I see you're going to hit me with the wall of silence. That's fine. But I am going to be looking for your friends. Prior to this evening, the only one who was due to have the death penalty placed upon him was your friend, the Wailer. Now it seems it may very well be all of you, which is rather unfortunate, really, throwing your lives away for a pirate, and a murderous pirate at that, who takes great joy in killing young children, it seems. For people that go around shouting their virtues from the rooftops, the hypocrisy is actually quite shocking. And you would deign to judge me for really just trying to bring some law and order to a fledgling town which seems to draw in people only interested in wealth and greed."
"Keep your lies of dead children to yourself, wizard."
"Oh, as much as you might want to convince yourself that they are lies, I can assure you that they are not. And when I capture the Wailer, he will stand trial and evidence will be presented. And he will face the death penalty." "And either before or after, so will you. And that does not upset me, even slightly. That does not concern me in the slightest. Not one iota of worry for you."
"You took the words out of my mouth, wizard, for I am not concerned either."
"For yourself?"
for any of us. But this isn't the first time that a wizard has felt that I am firmly in his clutches, only to feel his neck snap when he feels most safest.
Well, perhaps. But I'm sure whatever wizard you claim to have defeated in battle would not have had the resources at my disposal. So if you will not help me in my investigations, then I have no choice but to hunt your friends down and put you all in the same position. So, one last chance. Gundren Rockseeker. How did you find him? Where did you find him? And what is he doing in Phandalin?
Johann just leans his head back against the wall, closes his eyes, and breathes out.
Very well. He picks up his rat and places it on the seat of the stool. And he says, enjoy your night. He starts to make his way up the stairs.
Wait.
He turns. Yes?
I want you to hear me. When I hunt you down, you will have no trial, no appeal, and no mercy from me, Red Wizard. And you will have the death penalty at my hands. By the flame, I swear it.
And he says, and that, my friend, is the difference between you and I. I work for justice, law, and order. You work for vengeance, spite, and greed. He turns on his heel and marches up the stairs. And his rat is sat motionless, watching you in your cell.
Do I notice anything about this rat? Can I make an insight check?
You give me a perception check.
Cool, even better. That's a 9 plus the 12.
This rat looks familiar to you.
I thought so. It's the same from the manor, isn't it?
Certainly is, yes. It is indeed. Yes. Anything you'd like to do?
Go up to it. And I want to try and examine it in some way.
There's many, many feet between you and the stool that the rat is sat upon.
I lean against the bars and try and examine it. So, we meet again.
The rat just blinks at you.
I want to try and, like, if there's like some tiny rocks on the floor, I just want to try and throw something at it.
Okay.
Not to hurt it, just to like see what it does.
All right.
Although I don't care about hurting it.
Sure. I'm not gonna ask you to roll to hit or anything.
Very kind.
That seems a little bit overkill for this particular moment. But you kind of hit it with a small, it's a tiny little, I wouldn't even call it a pebble, just a tiny little stone. And it basically just doesn't react at all. It's just sat blinking at you as it watches you in your cell.
I haven't got any of my stuff, so
correct.
I shall resume my place, sit back against the wall, and begin a staring contest with the rat to pass the time.
Hi everyone, I hope you're enjoying today's episode of Bardic Quest. Before we get back to the adventure, I just want to take a moment to ask for your support. We work hard to bring you the best episodes every week, and we're always looking for ways to improve and make the show even better. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel. Your support helps us reach more people and keep the show going. And if you want to be even more involved, why not leave a comment or hit the like button on the latest episode? Your feedback is always, always appreciated. We have so many great episodes for you to check out, so don't miss out. Subscribe to Bardic Quest on YouTube now and never miss an episode. And with that, let's get back to the adventure. Saga, Sergei, Thoric, Elsa, and Elsa. You're still in Elsa's home. You have a gagged and bound Elsa. You have an ungagged and bound Elsa, and you have just been discussing what your choice of what your choices, what your potential actions might be given the current situation. The current situations that you face. So, is there anything in the immediacy, as of right now, that any of you would like to do?
Does that plan sound good to you?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
It feels like our best plan. The problem is, you, with respect, you can't be seen either. I don't trust whatever this thing is. This imposter.
You see it roll its eyes.
Yeah, you. Elsa, she did tell us when this happened, didn't she? How long has she been out of there?
A few days.
Okay.
Maybe a day or two.
It's just worrying.
Is this thing perhaps in league with Iano? They said there was a tip-off at the bar.
That is a possibility we never considered.
That is some good spelunking.
Saga.
God, you're such a dwarf.
Since she's been gone a few days.
Either way.
We had a long chat, didn't we? And I evil the bound Elsa.
With that in regards, it still doesn't affect our plan, because by the time they figure out who Harbinwester has got as prisoner, we will be long gone, I hope.
So, we need to get the Tower Master here, I presume?
Yes.
Or Sildar. I trust Sildar far more than that Tower Master.
As do I.
So, if I stay here with our guest and Sergei, Thoric, are you comfortable?
Thoric, if you get Sildar, I'll create the distraction. Don't worry.
No, Sergei, I don't think you should. No distractions, nothing.
Okay.
Let's just get town to the town mother.
Come back to us, Anina. Come back.
I'm back. Let's get the message to the Tau Master first. Before you're seen again.
Sildar first. Not the... What?
Sildar.
Sergei, don't make any more noise or ruckus, otherwise it's going to put everyone on edge. We need to just do this quietly and calmly.
Very well.
First, are you going to be in disguise? Are you going to be...
I can be, yes, but it depends where you want me. If you're going to get Sildar, maybe I best stay here with Saga.
I think, first of all, we should take this thing downstairs and put it behind bars, as it did to
Elsa.
Was it like bars, or was it just locked behind the door?
No, it's just locked in the basement, tied up, gagged and bound, essentially, much as the other Elsa is right now.
Is there any other way out of the basement other than the door?
No.
Like, at all? No little window, no little...
Nope.
Okay.
Which, of course, makes it the prime place to hide somebody.
So, we put this thing down there with Saga either in with it or on the other side of the door. Maybe on the other side of the door. Elsie, you stay here.
I'm not leaving this thing out my sight.
So, I will hide in like a cupboard or something while you discuss with Sildar, because I fear my presence while Sildar is here may sway his actions.
Aye. He's a... I think as much as he's a good man, he's probably bound to act.
Indeed.
So I'm going to go and get Sildar.
I'm going to hide in a cupboard.
Great.
Thank you.
And Sagi, you're all right. How are you feeling? You're not hurt, are you? Saga?
I'll survive. I'm fine. Just a few cuts and bruises.
Okay.
I'm gonna head over. Is there like a cupboard in the kitchen or an area where like pots and pans are kept up?
There is a small wall-mounted cupboard. And a almost I guess you'd probably call it like a pantry, but it's not like built into the structure of the house. It's kind of a little bit like a almost like a wardrobe type thing.
Okay.
Functions as a pantry.
I'll hop in that.
Okay.
And conceal myself.
Okay. Saga, Thoric, you have you're putting the gagged and bound Elsa into the basement, which leaves you, the two of you, and the ungagged and bound Elsa with you. Okay. What would you like to do?
Elsie, you need to... People are probably going to come with some awkward questions to you. You need to think and really get your sort of story straight about how this all happened and some things. Don't say that any of this to us. Keep some things in your mind that only you as Elsa would know, that this thing couldn't have learned. Details about friends, family, stuff like that. What I don't want is someone to come here and, if they're in league, try and make out that you're the imposter or anything like that.
Okay.
I know that sounds like a weird thing to say.
Keep it entire. So you don't even want to know?
I don't want to know. I want you to just think of things that that other people in the town, other things, you know, maybe relating to us and maybe relating to when we first came in, but that might be shaky. something that really roots you, that, you know, something that no one else could know unless they were the real you.
Sure. Yes.
Wait. I'm going to put my head out of the cupboard. A quick thought. How does this guarantee our friend's safety? How do we get Sildar to let him out?
It doesn't really. Okay. Kind of two separate problems, but this needs dealing with as well.
It's the only leverage we have.
Very well. Maybe it's best I'm not in this house then when the guards all come inside.
Right. I am going to head to see Sildar. Again.
Okay. And presumably with that you step out of the house. Are you bringing Elsa with you? Or are you going alone?
I think alone is kind of what we agreed.
Sure.
I don't want to risk her. She's exposed. I can handle myself.
Okay. So where are you headed to then in that case?
Time of day, roughly. In office hours, does Sildar have his own?
Late night at this point. You arrived back at Phandalin at sundown.
Okay.
You have not yet slept. So this is several hours after you returned to Phandalin at this point.
Does Sildar have a house?
No, because he's not from Phandalin. So you wouldn't expect him to have a house here.
Would he? If we can just retcon slightly, because I wouldn't go out not sure. Knowing where I'm going.
Yeah, of course.
I just to talk to Elsa. Sildar, do you know where he's staying?
She says to you, yes, I believe, at least last I knew, he was staying at the inn.
Great, and then I go to the inn.
Okay. So you head on over to the Stonehill Inn. You head west towards the town square and pop into the inn. You step into the Stonehill Inn. It's pretty quiet. There's barely anybody here. There's the wife of Toblin Stonehill and him chatting at the bar, having a kind of couples flirt together. And you can see Gundren and Sildar just having a quiet drink and looking somewhat down in the dumps, shall we say.
Who else is around in the pub?
At this point, that is it. That is it. That is all of the people present.
Great.
It's very quiet.
I will go over to their table and sit down with them and say, well, good evening to both of you, though I can't say it's been a particularly good one.
And Sildar speaks first and says, aye, good evening.
I lower my voice and just lean into them and say, sorry to lay more troubles at your door, Sildar, but I find myself not feeling very comfortable with trusting anyone more than I have to, and I do trust you.
And he says, well, I'm certainly flattered to hear that, particularly under the circumstances.
Indeed. We have come across a new situation that I think needs your attention.
Oh, aye.
I would be worried to talk about it openly here.
What are you suggesting exactly?
I don't know, but we would rather be safe than sorry. For now, telling you would be enough. And then perhaps when you know, we can discuss it a bit further about what the implications of said thing are. I'm sorry, I'm being very cryptic.
So, where do you suggest we go?
Follow me.
And he says, and what about Gundren here? Is he coming as well, or?
Would you like to come, Gundren?
Gundren's looking really puzzled at you. He's like, I'll be perfectly honest, I'm not sure the answer's yes.
I don't think it is tonight, my friend. Just keep yourself safe. Maybe take a drink to your room and lock your door again.
Right, okay. By the way, I should probably tell you that, you know the map?
Yep.
It's gone. Have you...
In Dwarvish, I say, we've got it. That's connected to where I'm taking Sildar now. We found the thief.
And he looked, you kind of see his face kind of light up at first and then kind of starting to understand kind of where you're going with this. His face kind of drops again and he says, right, up to my room, lock the door. He grabs his pint and he says, good luck. And he kind of scurries up the stairs to his room.
I'm sorry to take you away again, Sildar.
No, perfectly understandable, perfectly fine. Not a problem. Right.
And we
lead the way.
I lead him without saying, so I lead him to Elsa's house.
You lead Sildar to Elsa's house. And you step inside. Sildar's very much on his guard. You see, he doesn't look like he's ready to draw it at a moment's notice, but he certainly has a hand on his blade.
Mm-hmm.
Just
noticing that, I just say should be okay, but I appreciate you being on your guard.
Okay. And he kind of relaxes somewhat as you step inside. Saga, Sergei, about 15 minutes maximum has passed since Thoric left, and you see him come in alone with Sildar.
So, Saga and I noticed that someone had light fingers and was taking the map from the inn. That seemed to have taken advantage of the situation with Johan and everything that was going on there. And then we noticed that Elsa had taken the map and had come running back this way. But it wasn't Elsa. Gesturing to the real Elsa, he says, this is the real Elsa. We found her tied, gagged, and bound in her basement. And the person who stole the map was someone wearing her features. And that creature, thing, is currently in the basement.
Sildar looks very confused.
A shapeshifter of some kind. Come. I'll show them to you.
He quietly nods and lets you lead the way as you take him downstairs into the basement. And he sees immediately the other Elsa on the ground, gagged and bound. And he looks at you all very confused.
It's a very convincing liar. That's why we've got it bound.
It's still choosing to take her form. This is the real Elsa. And I encourage Elsa to give her account of what has happened.
And she says, so I was making my way home. I don't know how long ago. I was locked down here for what felt like days, but I was making my way home and from a shift at the inn, and I'm afraid I don't remember much. I was hit from behind and knocked to the ground, I assume, because the next thing I know, I woke up where she is now. I don't know if there's much else I can tell you. I'm trying really hard to remember any details that I can, and there's not much to tell. And Sildar kind of looks to you all and says, can I ask, what evidence do you have exactly that this one here is the imposter and not, forgive me, this young lady here?
I knew it. I knew this question was going to come up, sir.
Well, for one, this one was a thief and stole the scroll.
We literally released this Elsa from the position we've put this one in. This thing is incredibly strong.
Exactly. And Saga will like point to like a bruise on her jaw. Do you really think Elsa could do that?
It took both me and Saga and our full strength to subdue this thing.
He says, look, I trust you. You've at the very least saved my life and saved the life of Gundren as well. So I trust your word, but we might need something more substantial than that if we are going to do anything about this situation. Do we know why, for example, this supposed imposter stole the map?
It must be working with they were after the map in Cragmore Castle, this whatever connection to this black spider, this glass staff, the same people that took you, or like, you know, took Gundren, and it's all connected somehow. It's there's someone pulling the strings from afar. This person is a revelation, certainly, but they must be connected to Glassstaff and the Black Spider, and that makes us worried. Who else in this town may also be connected to such things?
Well, I mean, no matter what's going on here, I think we can all agree that whichever one of these two is the imposter, they're incredibly good at disguising themselves, because I can barely tell the difference between the two. But that does make me worry, because how many other masters of disguise do we have in this town?
That is indeed a worry. We need to get Johan out of custody. Will you help us?
What do you propose exactly?
We're still at the drafting stage of that bit of the plan.
It just seems a bit... Sildar, you were in town for the couple of days before we were here. What happened with the Red Brands and Iarno coming in? Because it seems very convenient that he's suddenly turned up. This witch hunt for Sergei, you know, this imposter turns up trying to steal the map, taking advantage of the situation. Saga mentioned something that Iarno said.
Well, last I heard, I'd heard rumors that you guys had gone in, blitzed the place, left, and then left town pretty much straight away. And then a few days passed by, and then Iarno turned up with the few men from the Lord's Alliance and whatever forces he'd gathered. He marched straight up to the manor, and by day's end, he declared it a victory and gave the town master a good talking to for not having done anything.
So what, the Red Brands just left? They didn't put up a fight?
Well, I mean, he turned up with a fair few men, to be fair.
So there was a fight.
Sildar, by your best reckoning, even the biggest force might show some signs of a scrap. Were his men bloodied, or I don't know, did they show signs of having been in a fight?
Did you see any fighting?
I didn't see any fighting resistance myself. No.
Did you hear any commotion, any resistance?
No, I can't say that I did, to be honest. It's
that's very suspicious.
Well, again, he showed up with a fair few men, and if you had cleaned, I mean, how many of them were left when you left?
We don't know, but Sergei managed to get quite a few of them to leave town on a ruse, but they
came back, we presume.
So, there's a handful of them before you left, or
there was a full pub.
There was the 20, 30, just a whole.
I didn't see anything myself. All I heard was rumor that you'd clean most of the place out. He rocked up, brought a few men with him, went in there, came out, said it was done, and essentially...
Did you see any of them leave? Did you see any of the Red Browns leave?
I saw a few leave before you guys went up there.
Did he not? Did he not take any, I don't know, bring some people to justice? Did he not want to make a spectacle, this pious chap? Did he not want to, you know... No, send a message.
Doesn't prisoners seem that anything. Way. I think he was wanted to be as efficient as possible, is what he told me. And efficient he was, that's for sure.
This suspiciously so. Since when do outlaws follow the law?
Who do you reckon's an outlaw in?
Well, the Red Brands. The Red Brands.
Oh, well, they
are ruffians.
Oh no, I agree. I just wasn't sure what you meant by them. So there's, the law.
You know, the lion comes in and they just blindly obey. It's very.
Oh no,
suspicious.
I don't think. I don't think they obeyed. I think. I think they were taken out.
You didn't see a single fight. You didn't hear a commotion.
Well, no, but I.
These men all have pride. If nothing else, they have pride. They wouldn't go down with a fight. Surely.
Well, no, but you don't hear all of the goings on in every building, just as you're hanging around. I have no
when there's to just... 20 to 30 of them, you wear something.
Maybe so, but we don't know how many were left. That's my point.
This is all conjecture at this point. What we know is that this individual, pointing at the imposter, needs to be brought to justice. And Saga noted that Yano said that he had a tip-off that...
Yes, from the inn. He got a tip-off from the inn that we were there. Now, the only person who saw us, who I spoke to, was who I presumed to be Elsa, which now turns out to be this thing.
We didn't see anyone else coming into town.
Now, that's a bit more concerning evidence, if you ask me.
Indeed.
Do you think we should confront Yano?
Yes, he says, with
question probably mark, but... have to. Well, would he? Can we swap one prisoner for another?
I don't know how much you've had dealings with Yano, but
enough.
He's not one to negotiate with criminals, that's for sure. I don't think the then idea of trading prisoners us. Is going to. Well, what?
Then you should.
He's.
You're a member of the Lord's Alliance. They'll listen to you.
Yes, but I, as a member of the Lord's Alliance, I have to understand. You have to understand that priorities here are security and prosperity for everyone, and
we have a security threat right here.
I understand that, but as far as Yano is concerned, your friend Johan is a security threat, as is Sir. Where is he?
Sergei left town.
Johan done. What has he exactly done?
Well, as far as he's concerned, he's helped to protect your friend Sergei. And as far as he's concerned, that makes him just as much an outlaw as Sergei. And if you're not careful, he'll be coming for you as well.
Why hasn't he already?
I don't know.
We saved your life, Sildar. Does that mean anything?
It means a hell of a lot, but you have to understand. It is not just as easy as marching in there, making demands, and... for him to just say, oh, yes, of course,
well,
no
you
problem.
Won't even try.
Saga, it's...
How do you want me to try is the question I would pose to you. How would you like me to try? I'm willing to try, but going in there and proposing trading prisoners, that's not... I know Yano. I've known him for years.
Then tell us what would work on him.
He's a stubborn man. That's how he's got into the rank that he's got. Because he is...
What is there anything we can offer him?
There is nothing that you can offer him that is going to make him turn a blind eye to the law. That's the problem here.
Stargate, he's not going to just accept bribes or anything. He's suspicious of us and he doesn't like us. Look, I'm just talking facts here. I'm not trying to we're trying to find a solution, but trying to imagine that we can just go in and make demands and like try and just spring Johan out without getting our hands dirty as well is really difficult.
I don't think it will happen. That's my point of view here as somebody that knows him.
Who holds keys to the cells in Phandalin?
Well, that would be the townmaster. And possibly Iano himself at present. But traditionally, right. It'd be the townmaster.
Okay. Sildar, I understand that your hands are tied to a point. Knowing us, and knowing that we have the best interests at heart, that we would seek to root out any corruption... would you be willing to turn a blind eye to us maybe shaking, doing the right thing in possibly the wrong way? with the promise that we would try to undo any harm done that we might do. We don't want to kill anyone or hurt anyone or anything like that. Just...
We just want him to come back.
Johan doesn't deserve to be in a cell, and Sergei doesn't deserve to be hunted like a dog.
This I agree. He says, look, you've saved my life, you've saved Gundren's life. I am indebted to you. There's no question. He says, I can forget this conversation ever happened. And I can forget anything that you do this evening to free Johan and to clear Sergei's name. Because I don't believe either of them should be locked up, and I certainly don't believe either of them should be executed.
Is that what will happen? Is that what he's talking about?
That's what he's proposing.
For both?
For both. Because as far as he's concerned, because Johan's tried to protect Sergei, he's as guilty as Sergei. I will not get in your way, but you must understand, if anybody comes to any harm, I may have to step in.
Whatever you might think, we don't kill innocent people.
I'm not saying that you do, but there are limits to the degree to which I can turn a blind eye.
Convenient, isn't it?
Saga, just aim some of your fire at the right people. Sildar's not our enemy. Come on.
I'm not sure he's our ally either.
Thoric froze his hands up. Yeah. And kind of exasperatedly takes a couple of steps away and collects himself and comes back and says, where is the townmaster right now?
He'll be in the townmaster's hall.
Is that where he lodges?
He has a lodging there. He also has a house in town, but given everything going on in town, he'll probably still be working at this hour. Well, he guards? Should be, at least. Oh, there'll be plenty. There's at least 10 guards at the hall, possibly more further afield in town.
And Iarno, where is he?
I believe he's going to be wanted to keep a close eye on everything going on. That will be the townmaster and probably Johan as well. So my bet would be he'll be at the hall too.
So, you don't want to put Sergei away?
Again, I am indebted to all of you, Sergei included.
I bang on the cover face.
Slowly creep open. Just there holding a pan. Oh. Hello.
He says, oh, by the gods. He says, change your appearance, I see.
Me?
Aye.
What, to a wardrobe? No, I'm...
No, the outfit, the haircut, the... Everything.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. Look, I've been picking up this conversation. Maybe the distraction would work.
Maybe it would.
But to top on to that, to get the townmaster on our side, let's not forget I can change my appearance in more than one way.
Debating whether you're the one to make the distraction, Sergei, or in fact you might be better suited to springing Johan.
That's true.
That is what I'm thinking.
We can't turn invisible, and we can't change how we look.
And we are also loud.
But we can make a lot of noise.
So, Sildar.
Hi.
If I was to shift into another guard, looking similar to one of those in the place, while this distraction is made and they all run out, and would you be able to escort me to the harbormaster?
Harbour Master? Sorry, my past is catching up with me. Not like that. Oh God, not like that. I'm not going to do any more piracy. You know what I mean.
I think I understand what you mean. You want me to take you to Harbin Wester, the townmaster?
To get the keys, yes. I will then head down, take Johan out. And,
I think that could work.
Work it out from there. It's not the best plan, but...
it's something.
It is something.
It's perhaps a little bit more involved than I would like, but given the circumstances, I suppose I could do something along those lines.
Right. If all else fails, I even... your hand does not die on my hands. If things go incredibly south, I will get your hand out and I will stay. I do not want that to happen, but...
hopefully it won't come to that.
No. I will, we will wait for your distraction, Thoric and Saga.
Noted. Sorry.
Thoric starts to kind of feel quite protective over Sergei if he's going off on his own. Do you have any potions on you right now?
No.
I will give Sergei 2 healing potions.
Oof. If you have anything that gave me second level spell slots back, that would be lovely.
That is, I don't understand what you're saying, and no. but what I do have is this, and I hand Sergei the Scroll of Silence.
Which is on the bard spell list.
Paper!
It is. Can you read this?
You certainly can.
Sir. I can.
Yes.
This might be useful to you.
Okay, thank you. I suggest once Johan is out, if we get Johan out, we don't linger for too much longer.
Correct. So, Thoric, where do you think it's best we start this distraction?
Depends. Do we want to create some loud noises and slip away ourselves, or do we want to cause some sort of... I think that's probably safer. I was going to say maybe we should start a punch-up, but then we'll just get hauled off to where these two are.
And Saga looks momentarily sad, because that was literally her plan, was the punch-up.
Hey... you and I can have a friendly wrestling match anytime you like.
Said something on fire. That usually works.
Taking notes from each other. This is great. We're really skill sharing here, guys. This is really great.
There's a lot of unused carts around. I plopped them earlier last night.
I don't have anything to light things on fire with. That's a Johan thing.
I do. No, just
and a little bit of flame erupts in Thoric's hand.
I also have a tinder box.
Oh, good.
I forgot about that.
So, what would you like to do?
So,
let's make some noise.
I will keep an eye out on a window of sorts towards the hall.
Sure.
So that when everyone's running out, I can quickly clock one and shift into that.
Okay.
Saga, maybe we could start an argument and just sort of a moving argument with, you know...
each other?
Sure, you know, about blaming each other, that sort of shit.
If you mention your name, it might prick up a few more ears.
I'll try. I'm not exactly an actor.
I know, acting's really difficult for all of us. but we're going to have to try. Or just make noise, you know.
Come on, and, you start it. I'll respond.
Sure, and I sweep the door and after you.
So that's it for another exciting episode of Bardic Quest. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Before we go, we just wanted to give a big shout out to James Webster for letting us use his amazing animated artwork as part of the show. If you're a fan, be sure to show your support at patreon.com/JamesRPGArt. And of course, we can't forget the incredible sounds and music provided by Sirenscape. So head over to sirenscape.com to check out their amazing work.